This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Dallas Morning News. It's Friday, February 3rd, and this is your Dallas Morning News. Today's forecast calls for sunny skies with a high near 45 and a low near 29. Here are today's headlines. Medical marijuana should be legal in Texas, a majority of Texans believe, according to a poll released Thursday by the Hobby School of Public Affairs at the University of Houston. The poll found that 82% of Texans support the legislature passing a bill that would allow people to use marijuana for a wide range of medical purposes with a prescription. Another 56% strongly support medical marijuana. The results were consistent across the board in terms of gender, race, and political affiliation. 85% of Latino, 83% of Black, and 80% of white Texans polled support it. 83% of women and 80% of men are in favor, and 93% of Democrats, 79% of Independents, and 73% of Republicans approve. Also, 81% of Texans are in favor of making small amounts of marijuana possession a penalty that would be similar to a traffic ticket, and 49% of the state's residents strongly support decriminalizing marijuana. In other news, some schools, colleges, and universities are shutting down campuses or canceling activities as icy temperatures reach North Texas. The National Weather Service on Monday issued a winter storm warning for Dallas County and other parts of North Texas, which means there's potential for significant impacts to travel due to snow, sleet, or ice accumulations. The watch runs from Monday afternoon through Wednesday morning, with most significant impacts expected Tuesday. Multiple districts have warned that, in anticipation of severe weather this afternoon, families may experience possible bus delays during dismissal. Up next, Frisco officials have rescheduled both meetings with Universal Parks and Resorts to Friday. The morning session will be held from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at Collin College's Frisco campus in the Conference Center building. The evening meeting will be held at the same place from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The meetings provide opportunities for residents to visit with staff from Universal Parks and Resorts and Frisco City officials to learn more about the proposed park. The meeting information is included on the city's new webpage dedicated to the theme park, which also includes a traffic impact analysis showing how the current mixed-use zoning would likely draw more than three times the traffic that Universal would on weekdays. After the announcement about the park January 11th, residents have voiced concerns at community meetings and a city council meeting about potential impacts of the parks and resorts. Meanwhile, Dallas and Collin counties will receive a three-year, $22.8 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to address homelessness. Dallas and Collin counties are among 46 communities nationwide that will receive in total $315 million after applying for a competitive first-time funding initiative. According to a HUD statement, the historical level of funding will be used locally to invest in the expansion of homeless street outreach, permanent housing options, supportive services, and overall system improvements. Housing Forward, the lead agency for Dallas and Collin County's Continuum of Care Homeless Response Network, won the grant in part because it aligned with President Joe Biden's plan to end and prevent homelessness, which includes a housing-first approach, racial equity lens, and input from people with lived experience. Richard Cho, HUD senior advisor to the HUD secretary, said soon HUD will announce a second group of communities that will receive awards and also allocate $43 million to fund stability vouchers to all communities awarded with grant money. Cho said at least 10% of funds, which are recaptured local dollars, must go to rural communities. And a mess of ice, sleet, and snow lingered across much of the southern U.S. as thousands in Texas endured freezing temperatures with no power, including many in the state capital of Austin. But a warming trend was forecast to bring relief from the deadly storm Thursday. According to Power Outage, a website tracking utility reports, more than 390,000 customers in Texas were without power early Thursday as trees, heavy with ice, buckled onto power lines. More than 150,000 of those outages were in Austin, where the city's utility warned residents who had been without electricity that lights and heat may not come back on until later Thursday. Pablo Vegas, who heads the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, vowed the state's electrical grid and natural gas supply would be reliable, and there wouldn't be a repeat of the February 2021 blackouts when the grid was on the brink of total failure. The treacherous driving conditions resulted in at least 8 deaths on slick roads since Monday, including 7 in Texas and 1 in Arkansas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott urged people not to drive on the roads. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and for the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.